Good morning, 10:12 here on KGGF. I'm Shay Neal, filling in for James Copeland this morning. James down in Bartlesville, helping out with our sister station. But the show rolls on here on the Mighty 690. And as always on Tuesdays, we're happy to be joined by Independence Chamber of Commerce President Lisa Wilson. Lisa, good morning. How are you? Would help if I turned on your mic.
Okay.
Now, how are
you? All right. I'm doing well. Good morning.
As I've said all morning, we will not crash the plane, but there will be some bumpy skies. So that's just one of those moments. Great to have you. What's going on in the latest in Independence?
So we have lots of things happening. I have an in-studio guest that we'll talk to in just a little bit once I do some community updates. So farmers market's going very well in Independence. So on Thursday afternoons, we have the farmers market from 5 to 7. And then every Saturday morning, we have the market from 7:30 to 11. And that is the farmers and makers market. So not only are you going to see lots of produce and things straight out of the ground in the garden, but you're going to see a lot of artisans and makers showing their craft out at the market. So be sure and head there on Saturday morning and Thursday afternoon. It's right behind the Annie Mae's coffee shop at the corner of 8th Street and Chestnut. So kind of catty corner from Sonic, right across from Taco Bell, just right there on Highway 75. Can't miss it. And we encourage everyone to get out and enjoy that during the market season. And then I wanted to let everyone know about a couple of opportunities at the Independence Gun Club and Sporting Heritage Center. So they have some gun safety classes, some shooting classes that are available. So the company Outward Defense will be offering two classes at the Gun Club. A defensive shooting fundamentals class is actually going to take place tomorrow from 4 to 6:30. The cost is $25. And there will also be a Kansas concealed carry course on Saturday, June the 10th from 9 to 5. And you can register at online for these classes. So www.outworddefense.com. So that's easy to remember. And then there's a defensive handgun class being offered by Downrange Civilian Defense. And these classes will be Friday, June the 2nd and Saturday, June the 3rd from 8 to 4. And you can register at www.drcd.com. Or you can call this number, 620-249-2681. And I say all of that on air, but sometimes you're driving and listening to the radio, you're in a store, you're in a business, you have nothing to write down this information, but never fear, because on our chamber website and on our Facebook page, you can find all of the detailed flyers and events and posts and things like that. So, and you can always give us a call at the chamber and we'll give you all the details as we progress through this morning's update. We have a ribbon cutting coming up in downtown Independence this Thursday. Everyone is invited to come to our chamber ribbon cuttings. In fact, the more the merrier, because that shows to a new business how much the community supports new businesses, entrepreneurial ventures, and it just makes them feel a part of the community. So we will be welcoming Brio Med Spa and Wellness. They're a new chamber member. It's this Thursday at the 25th of May at 11:30 at 107 North Penn Avenue, and that is actually inside Founders Place. So if you'll see the sign on the outside of the building that says Founders Place, inside you will find Brio Med Spa and Wellness. It's owned by Haley Schulteis, and she is a medical professional in the community offering lots of really great services. So we encourage everyone to show their support of her business this Thursday at 11:30. Just swing by on your way to lunch and help be a part of the ribbon cutting. We always have fun things happening at our park and our zoo. We're going to talk about some of those things this morning. One of the things that is being kicked off this Friday, May 26th, will be glow golf. So at Riverside Park, we have a miniature golf course. Have you ever played miniature golf?
I have played. I have not played this course yet. No.
Oh, you've got to go.
Yeah.
And better yet, you need to come Friday night. If you're looking for something fun to do, you guys should go try out glow golf. They have it all lit up with glow sticks and glow-in-the-dark golf balls and everything. So
I've done glow in the dark bowling. I'll have to add glow in the dark mini golf to my
list. Cosmic bowling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is out. This is like outdoor cosmic golfing.
Awesome.
It is this Friday at 9 o'clock, and they play glow golf on the fourth Friday of every month through the summer and early fall. So from May until October. And you get a few chances to play. So take the family out. It's a good time. I don't know about the water temperature, but the pool's going to be opening up this weekend. So they will open Saturday from 1 to 6. It's $4 to get in. Kids 2 and under get in for free. And all of their pool hours and details are on their website. But I will tell you that they're open Saturdays through Wednesdays from 1 to 6, and then Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 7. And if you're looking for kind of a bargain night, admission is half price Wednesdays, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 4 o'clock to close. And then on Thursdays and Fridays, it's family night. So a family of up to 5 can get in for $5. And that's from 5 to 7 on Thursdays and Fridays. If you happen to have 6 people in the family, it's just an extra dollar. So it's very affordable fun to go to half price night or family night at the pool. So, like I said, might be a little chilly because I don't think we've had enough sunshine to warm up that water, but that won't stop
the kids. Swim at your own risk.
That's right. Yep. That's right. We have a big event this Saturday, but I'm going to hold off on talking about that till we get through everything that's happening now through kind of mid-June. Memorial Day is this weekend, so they will be having the Memorial Day Observance Service and Mid-Continent Band Performance on Monday at 10 o'clock at Mount Hope Cemetery at the Cenotaph, 1300 North Penn Avenue. So we encourage everyone to get out and support Memorial Day's service. And then that following Tuesday will be the very first summer concert in the park from Mid-Continent Band. They play every Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock, in the Hilly Band Shell out at Riverside Park. So be sure and come out to that. Free concerts, great music. It's always a fun night out at the park. I'm going to talk about a couple of different things for the kids this summer. So I know all the parents are, you know, trying to fill their schedules with sporting events, mm-hmm. activities, keeping the kids engaged and entertained during the summer months. And the swimming pool is one way to do that. But we also have some educational opportunities coming up for third graders through 12th graders. There are some Greenbush camps that they're offering. So there's actually a STEAM camp that is next Tuesday, May the 30th through Friday, June the 2nd, and that's from 9 to 11. And I don't know if there's any space left for that, but you can sure go onto the website fablabicc.org and check that out and see if you can still get your kid in for registered for that. And then there's a robotics camp June the 5th through the 8th. And then there's a free sunflower camp June the 12th through the 15th. So if you want to get them registered, you want information about the costs, again, the times and the dates, go to fablabicc.org and check out all of the details. You were asking me off air about Main Street's Cash Mob.
Yeah.
So it was a success.
That's good.
And what was really cool about that was it was raining that night. It rained the entire day and everybody was thrilled about the rain. However, we were worried that might keep people from getting out and shopping, and it didn't. Everybody came out. There were at least 10 shoppers that came out. So when you think about, you know, I went in and spent close to $50. Mm-hmm. And when you think about 10 people coming in and spending, you know, the minimum was $10.
Right.
So that's $100 right there that they weren't even expecting. Or those of us who spent more, it really made an impact. So it was a good experience. And here's what happened. So we met at the Community National Bank parking lot, and then we were there, and then Tabitha told us where we were going for the cash mob. It was totally a surprise to all of us. We didn't know where we were going to shop. All we knew is that we were showing up to shop local, and we were committed to spending at least $10. And so We were there, and she gave some trivia questions and then announced that we were going to Twin Spur Western Outfitters. Mm. And we walked a couple of blocks up the street with our umbrellas and had a great time, and then went in and shopped at Twin Spur. And if you haven't been in there, be sure and go. It's probably the one place in town where you can shop for baby clothes all the way up to men's clothes and everything in between. So they have something for everybody. And it was a lot of fun. I was able to buy a Christmas gift and check it off the list. So it was a productive night for me. And then afterwards, they also did a cash mob at a local restaurant. And they all went down to Uncle Jack's and had dinner. So that was fun as well. So they have some other ones planned, like the Main Street Facebook page, so that you're always up to date on what's happening at Main Street. And look forward to more cash mobs and really shopping local and supporting our downtown realtors.
Yeah.
Retailers.
we're having the same problem.
Rub off
it's contagious,
me. Yes,
right? Yeah,
you
no.
said all that
I know.
About tripping over your words. And
I
then,
know.
Yeah.
When you do a 3-minute sports cast, it's easy to hide. And then when you're on air for 2 hours, it's a lot more you're a lot more vulnerable in terms of messing up words. But what I was telling Chris earlier today, one of my favorite things about Coffeeville and Independence since I moved out here, not that Ohio and Cincinnati and stuff aren't like this, but just what I love about the small town vibe is people supporting people. And I think that stuff's just awesome. Supporting local businesses, supporting local events, stuff like that. I just think that when you come from a big city, you don't see that all the time because everyone's just kind of off in their own little adventure. But out here, I just love seeing people supporting other people.
It's so true. And, you know, I think if COVID has taught us anything, it's the importance of shopping local and supporting local and supporting your community, mm-hmm. and staying together as a cohesive town and a county. And I think that we all pulled together and we did that. And you know, I think it's about experiences too. You know, you can sit in your sweatpants and shop online, and that's cool. But it's not as cool as getting out and being with other people, right. and having that experience of knowing that what you're doing is making an impact on people who live and work in our community. Mm-hmm. And those dollars are staying in our community, and those dollars are going back out to support all of the wonderful things that we have in this community that make us proud to live in Independence and Coffeeville and Caney.
Absolutely.
And Cherryvale. So speaking of the cash mob and Main Street, so they're also having Ladies Night, and that's coming up on Thursday, June the 1st, which will be here before we know it, from 6 to 8 at the Booth Hotel. They have lots of great vendors. They're having a fashion show. Apricot Lane will be serving their famous apricot cookie crumble ice cream. Lots of fun things will happen that night. It's totally free. You just show up. You're able to shop at all of the vendors that are coming in kind of as pop-ups at the Booth Hotel. Then you'll be able to go into the ballroom and sit and enjoy a fashion show, see all of the summer and spring fashion. So we encourage everyone to get out for that. Again, that's Ladies Night, Thursday, June the 1st. Friday, June the 2nd will be our first Friday, and it's being sponsored by the Kansas Airstrip Attack. So while the Kansas Airstrip Attack will not be in town to be able to do that, we will be having some video coverage of what to expect if you go out to the car races. And then we also have four really good speakers lined up. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking more about that next Tuesday when I come in. But watch our Facebook page. We'll have a City of Independence update, which is always very informative and important to know what's happening in the community. And then we will have a couple of other speakers lined up as well. Hannah Reisner from the Indy Resource Center will be talking all about that and their offerings. And then Brittany Holum is with Rural Connection, and she will be talking about her projects underneath that grant program. So lots of really good information. And if you're present and accounted for, you're going to have an opportunity to get some tickets. And then we will be doing some ticket giveaways on our Facebook page as well. So you'll want to follow along on our Facebook page, and we'll give you more information about that. Also, Friday night, June the 2nd, will be the Four Paws Zoo Brew fundraiser, and they only do this twice a year. twice a year. Every 2 years is when they have the Zoo Brew fundraisers. And all of the money that they raise goes to support the zoo. And you may or may not know, but we recently got a couple of new monkeys and a sloth at the zoo. And so those purchases were made possible by Four Paws. And all of the money that we donate, if whether it's memorial donations, whether it's just regular donations, whether it's fundraising, going to fundraising events and making donations, those monies go into the foundation and are pushed right back out into the park and the zoo to make it the community gem that it is. And so I wanted to point out a couple things about Zoo Brew. So tickets are $30. You can get them at the chamber. You can also get them at every bank in town. So that would be Community National Bank, Commercial Bank, Equity Bank, and First Oak Bank. You can also get them online as well. And all of those monies, as I said, go right back out into the park and the zoo. And the monies raised from this event will help with the final restoration of the 1050 locomotive. So Four Paws recently did the sensory garden. So there's a sensory garden out in the park area. And I just mentioned the two monkeys and the sloth, the locomotive. They also put money towards the wayfinding signage in the park. You know, the park and the zoo is 123 acres. And you could wander around forever and not find certain parts of the park and the zoo.
Yep.
And so now there's all of these nice wayfinding signs that point you in the direction of Kitty Land or the ravine that will take you to the bears or over to, you know, obviously the zoo or the park or the band shell, all of those places. So that's nice. And then they also donated to a custom bronze statue that we're having done for Miss Abel. And we've also donated some tourism funds to that. So that's going to be really cool to have at Monkey Island. And then they also put funds towards a mural out in the park representing Miss Abel as well. So it's right over there by Monkey Island. So they're doing lots of good works with their money. And we just encourage everyone to get your tickets. Don't wait too late because we have to get food ordered and everything. So again, $30 will be a great night of fun. And just know that that's money well spent because it's being put right back into the park and the zoo.
Yeah.
And then we have down in the park, kind of in the ballpark area on Park Boulevard, where you play all your soccer and softball and baseball and t-ball games. There is also an Eagle Rock Shredders trail down there. It's a bike trail. And you can walk the trail. You can bike the trail. And they're having their grand opening next Saturday, June the 3rd, from 11 to 1. And they're going to have lots of freebies they're giving out. In fact, they're also going to be giving out two bikes. And these bikes are really nice bicycles. They'll be drawing their kids' bikes. So make sure that you're down there so you can get your name in for a drawing for a couple of bikes. But go down there and check that out. It's really nice. They've done a lot of work back there. And it's just one more nice amenity that we have in the park and the zoo area. We were talking about Main Street and all the good things that are happening in the downtown area. We have All Wheels Night, and that is coming up on Friday night, June the 9th, from 6:30 to 8. And you'll hear great music from Brian Leedy, and there will be lots of cars all shined up in downtown, hot rods and sports cars and antique cars. I think there were over 50 cars last time. We expect that number to grow. There was actually a chance of some bad weather that Friday night. And I know that some people weren't willing to get the car out for fear there might be some hail or something like that. But still, they had 50 cars. So that was a great turnout. Lots of really good outdoor live music. And there's a poker run that takes place with All Wheels Night. And so what happens is you just go downtown, you can eat, you can walk around, just look at the cars, enjoy the live music. Then at about 8 o'clock, all the cars pull out and they go on a poker run around the community. And then they come back at 8:30 and the evening wraps up. So, or actually maybe about 8 or 8:30, they wrap it up. So go check that out. In fact, I'll probably have to ask Mike when we go on air talking about the concert coming up. Mike also has a Malibu that he's pretty proud of. And I'll bet you he goes to All Wheels Night. So we'll have to ask him more about that. Montgomery County Public Safety Kids Camp is coming up. And also, that's another opportunity for parents to get kids involved in something that will be productive and entertaining during the summer month. And this will be Friday, June the 9th. And it's at 7:30 in the morning till 4:15 in the afternoon at Riverside Park. And it's completely free for kids 5 to 10. You do need to register at LabetteHealth.com/resources. And they're going to have all kinds of things about safety. They're going to have a safety drone demonstration. They're going to have a helicopter landing. There's going to be a meteorologist from Channel 6 there. So lots of fun things. The flyer says bring your swimsuit and a towel. So it looks like there's going to be some water involved. So it's always a good time. And they'll have food and everything out there for them. So again, go to LabetteHealth.com/resources, get kids signed up, and all of the training and presentations are provided by our local fire, EMS, police, sheriff department, and Labette Health and other generous donors and sponsors. So lots of good summer fun activities. Another one that's coming up is the airstrip attack. So this is going to be a lot of fun. It's fun for individuals. It's fun for families. It's really kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, if you want to say that. I mean, they come to Independence Now every year, but it's not often that you get a chance to be up close with drivers, professional drivers, and drivers that are behind the wheels of Lamborghinis and Ferraris and Porsches and very exotic, very expensive cars, modified street cars. And as I've said numerous times, you know, these cars many times exceed 200 miles an hour. There's motorcyclists out there that come close to hitting that that speed as well. There'll be food trucks out there. Tickets are very affordable, so you can go online and you can get your tickets at airstripattack.co. and let's see. I think I'm going to do this off of memory. You can get, I think, some tickets online, $20 a day, I believe. And then if you use the promo code Independence25, you get 25% off your ticket. So that is a big cost savings. And you can get weekend passes for like $35, and that takes it down to, I think, $25.26 or something like that. Super affordable for 2 days of fun. And we just encourage everyone to get out and go out to the airport and check that out.
Was that in October last year?
It was October the 8th and 9th.
I moved in on October 7th.
Okay.
And I went to check out downtown Independence, and I just saw just the nicest, like you said, perked up street cars.
Yeah.
As I was walking, I'm like, wow, this city's got a lot, like, I'm like, geez.
I know.
They're better off than I thought they were.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was an event at the time. I'm like, man, there's just a street full of Lambos down here.
We're just driving super cool cars all the time. So, yeah, and it's really fun when they all pull into town. So many times the cars are driven in town. Sometimes they're trailered in and you can see them. Sometimes they're in semis and you can't see them, but the word Ferrari's on the outside, so you know what's inside.
Yep.
Sometimes they're driven in, and then the owners and the drivers fly into the airport to drive their cars. And then there'll be a driver's dinner downtown on Friday night at Turbo's, and we will block off some of the street downtown, and they'll pull their cars in as well.
That's,
so you can kind of get out and see them. So, and they love coming to Independence because many times they're in LA, you know, big major metropolitan areas, and They get a cruise around our community and enjoy some really nice Independence, Kansas hospitality. And they always talk about how nice everyone is, and they enjoy their time. So, and we appreciate them coming because it's super fun. There's one of the lady drivers who drives a Viper. Mm. And I saw this on her Facebook page that she just broke the 200, or she made the 200 club. So as soon as you exceed 200 miles an hour in the half mile race, you get all this good swag and everything to show off your your accomplishment. So, and then lastly, before we start talking to Mike Flood about everything awesome at the museum and Metal Arc Lounge, I just want to remind everyone we're quickly approaching the 4th of July, and we all enjoy the amazing fireworks that Independence shoots off on the 4th of July, and it wouldn't be possible without the generous donations of a lot of business, industry, and citizens. So if we all kick in a little, then we'll meet the mark. We're trying to raise a little over $20,000, and I know that we can get there. We just need to be mindful and donate. So it doesn't matter if it's $5, if it's, you know, a lemonade stand and they raise $15, or it's a generous contribution from a major manufacturer of $5,000. You know, everything on those spectrums and in between will allow us to reach that monetary goal. So if you want to donate, you can go to the Community for Independence's Foundation. So here's the website. So the name of it is Community Foundation for Independence, cffindy.org. And you'll find the tab for fireworks, and you just click it, and you can donate online, or you can write a check and put CFFI on the pay to, and in the memo put fireworks, and you can donate to a great cause. So please consider doing that, and then we'll all have an amazing 4th of July. So I always like to invite people to come to the studio with me, because I think it's more fun to listen to people talk about what's happening besides me. And this morning I have a longtime friend. Mike and I have known each other for years and years. We worked together for a period of time, and now we still work together on lots of different events and programs that are happening in the community. He's a TV guy. He knows all about video. He's got all kinds of talent and knowledge that I find helpful when I'm needing that kind of information. Mike's the go-to guy. But he always champions the Metal Arc Lounge, and this go-around, it's going to be extra special, because it's going to be a pretty impressive group of musicians, and Mike knows them personally. So I thought, who better to talk about the concert than the guy who's pulling off Metal Arc Lounge, and who knows all of these musicians firsthand and can speak to all of their amazing talents.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to turn it over to Mike. We'll talk about Salute to the 70s.
That's one heck of an intro.
Right. Well, thank you, Lisa, for inviting me to come on your show, because I was going to come my own show, but I'd rather be on yours.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm going to jump right into what you said, but the key reason we're doing this big concert is the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. It's the largest in the area, and we're trying to raise some money. A lot of money, $500,000 is what we're trying to do. And the campaign is called IMAC Forever, and it's going to be for 3 months, or 3 years, I mean, is where we're trying to raise the money. But the Rodneys called one day and said they wanted to do a concert for us at the museum. And I said, oh, yeah, that'd be great. You know, when are we going to do that? And we started talking about it. And then I said, did you know that we had a major campaign here at the museum? And they said, no, but wouldn't that be a good thing? And I said, yes, it will. That's why we're going to make you a big concert. So we come up with Salute the 70s, which is all about the 70s. They're going to be doing 24 to 30 songs that are all 70s. And they've been rehearsing on it for 2 months. Again, it's Rodney Lay Jr. and their friends. And it's to raise this money. And it is a benefit. It's a real benefit. And that's why we have tickets at $45 and $40. And you can buy a table of eight for $400. And we are selling that, by the way. And it is selling, and it's going to be this Saturday. and it's going to be having all kinds of stuff, you know, wine and other things. So what am I missing, Lisa?
Well, so Rodney Lay and Rodney Lay Jr., well, who, what if we don't know who they are?
Oh, well, they ought to know Rodney Lay because
That's
he
right.
worked here back in the day.
6 years.
I think he's been on, come up and yep. did some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Rodney is a big name. He really is. Looking at it here, Rodney was in the music for 60 years. Rock, rockabilly, western, country. Rodney did it all. He's a Kansas Music Hall of Famer. He's an Oklahoma Music Hall of Famer. He's written all kinds of music. And he's just done it all. And then he has Rodney Lay Jr. And Rodney is a very talented guy, too. And he's written a lot of music and is a musician. And they're such great people. And, of course, Rodney was born right here in Coffeyville. So we're excited about that. And, again, and they got their friends. They got two big friends. One... let's see, I have it here somewhere.
It's a guy who used to be a guitarist with Brooks and Dunn, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
There you go. I thank you for helping me on that. I don't...
I was trying to find his name as well in my in my notes.
Yeah, I had it written down here somewhere.
I think I've got it on mine. Danny McBride?
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for them, Brooks and Dunn. And then there's the doctor. And the doctor's going to be really special.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just got to come. There won't ever be another concert like this in Southeast Kansas. So this is the time to come be part of this. And again, help us raise money. Yeah, that'd be great. But this is a special deal. And people really ought to be part of it. And the museum is a beautiful thing. It's the largest. And we do all kinds of things at the museum. It's not just a museum. It's we do all kinds of art things and concerts. And it happens to be the Metal Arc Lounge is presenting this particular thing. And normally Metal Arc Lounge is singer-songwriter type stuff. But this time it's a major concert. And we're excited about doing it.
So call the museum, get some tickets. I think ticket sales are going well, so we kind of have max. Like, I mean, there's probably a limited number that
there
we can
is,
get into
right.
the museum.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure and call, and I think it's 331-3515, and Ashley will get you hooked up with some tickets. I've got my tickets. And
I'm going to have to buy tickets too, even though I'm the promoter. This is all
to raise
money.
Be a good event.
It's a fundraiser.
Yeah. So I gotta buy a ticket for my wife and for me and any other family members. And, you know, it's just an important thing, and this is where we have to get together and help each other. And I know this happens here in Coffeyville. There's things going on here and everything like that. And getting together and raising money to make things happen is you got to do it once in a while.
Well, and the bonus is you're donating to a great cause and you're having a good time. You know, you're not
yep.
just writing a check and sticking it in the mail, or you're not just going, you know, online or somewhere and making a donation. It's like the fireworks. You do go online, make a donation, or you write your check, but you get to experience the fireworks.
Absolutely.
You buy a ticket to the Zoo Brew, and you get to experience that fun night being out in the park and the zoo at night and all that event will bring. And this is the same way. This is an opportunity to see some great musicians, enjoy a great time with community members, and support a really good cause. So.
No doubt about it. Great stuff. And I'm very excited for it. Well, thank you both so much for coming in. We always appreciate it. And any last tidbits of info that we need? Or
I want to just say, hey, thanks to you guys, KGGF, of bringing us in and being able to use your station. And you know, you've done that for me so many times. And I know for Lisa, too, gosh, that is great. And she comes out here ready to go, doesn't she?
Oh, she's dialed in. All the time.
Yep. Yeah.
So well, we appreciate
thank you very
the airtime.
Much.
Absolutely. Of course. Well, we're going to step away, get caught up on some of our breaks. We'll have more open line as we put a bow on this one. When we come back, it's the Mighty 690 KGGF.